KALW.
This is New Arrivals, a pocket-sized book tour with Bay Area authors. I'm Lisa Morehouse. Mike Huguenor lives in San Jose. His book, Elvis is Dead, I'm Still Alive, The Story of Asian Man Records, came out on May 19th, 2026.
It's about the first 30 years of one of the most important record labels to ever come out of the South Bay Area. The section I'm about to read is about a turning point in the label's history. At possibly the most pivotal moment of his life, Brendan Kelly was standing outside of a hot dog shop in Wrigleyville. Hours earlier, he and his band Slapstick had played the 1,100-capacity Metro on North Clark Street, just across from Wrigley Field. It was easily the biggest show of his still-teenaged band's career. They had opened for none other than Skank and Pickle. After the encore, the crowd spilled out into the night and began their trips back home while Slapstick gathered outside Wrigleyville Dogs. Still humming with adrenaline from the show, Kelly was mid-conversation when he noticed Skank and Pickle's saxophonist, Mike Park, walking up to the group, smiling. As Kelly recalls, Park joined the circle and went right into his spiel.
That was Mike Huguenor reading from Elvis is Dead, I'm Still Alive. New Arrivals is produced by KALW Public Radio.